Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton at Eventorac 2014. Beautiful downtown Atlanta is brewing with lots of folks in the event business. Stone, you've had your espresso. You should be ready to rock.
I am ready to roll, and I tell you what, we have guests from far and wide, hailing all the way from the West Coast. We have with us now the Executive Vice President and Chief Customer Officer with San Francisco Travel, which is an official destination marketing organization. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. John Reyes. How you doing, man?
I am doing well this morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
So can you share a little bit about what is a destination marketing organization?
I sure will. Basically, every destination in the United States, and actually even in the world, has a destination marketing organization. And basically, our main role is to market and promote our destination for meetings and conventions, as well as for leisure vacations.
Now, is this a government entity, or is it private with the convention center? How does that work?
It is a private-public partnership where we get our funding from partial hotel tax.
Right.
But we have a very strong support from our hotel community. So we created what's called a tourism improvement district about 5 years ago, and two-thirds of our funding is received beyond the hotel tax, where the hoteliers have committed to provide an assessment and help fund for this marketing and promotion.
So now they send you out and about, and your job is to get conventions to come there and tourists to come to San Francisco?
Correct. So specifically my role as a chief customer officer is focused on the meetings and convention products. So we promote and market San Francisco for people to bring their meetings from 10 sleeping rooms up to 1,000 that can be held within a hotel. And then we have a great convention center called the Moscone Convention Center, right in the heart of San Francisco. And so we also have what we call a citywide sales effort, where we bring very large conventions to San Francisco.
Well, what a marvelous product, service, commodity to market. You must be beaming with pride every time you go out to the marketplace and tell them that you represent the city of San Francisco. That's got to be a cool job.
That's not a tough sell, right?
Here we go. Here we go. Actually, you know, it is. It's very competitive. Atlanta, as an example, is a great destination, has a great convention and visitors bureau. So it may seem easy in the beginning, but it's competitive out there. And so we need to be in front of our customers. And it comes down to what I call relationships. You can have all the technology in the world, but if I can't speak to you live and tell you why we want your business, it can't be done by a computer.
And I guess that's a trap that some of the other organizations fall into, is they think they can just do this just kind of remotely and without kind of meeting people and building those relationships?
That is correct. We're excited to be here at this particular event, because we're having a lot of customers say that they certainly love to consider San Francisco for their meetings and conventions, but coming out, I think we may win an award for being one of the farthest. And if you guys could see me, I'd probably win the award for being one of the whitest. But we'll go on from there. But it is, you're right, that the face-to-face interaction with customers is key.
Now, so I want to talk about, like, just from a tactically, how do you work the week? Because you're coming down here, it's a big commitment of time, energy, I'm sure financial resources. How do you invest your time this week?
So we've invest our time in using this show as a major platform to meet customers we may not have been able to connect with before. We came out here early as of Monday and started doing sales calls in the Atlanta area.
You went and visited people, like, in their offices?
Yeah, that's a concept.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Buy my books and tapes and,
you
I guess,
CDs. You send them an email?
We sent them an email that we're coming so they can lock off their offices, but we still will come in. No, yeah, we come in here, do sales calls, do entertaining through breaking bread, and then use this as a central platform to reinforce that we're committed to this regional marketplace. It's just not Atlanta. You're seeing a lot of people from all over, so it's a good thing.
So now you want to get in front of who? The person that is like we talked about offline, that we went to Oracle Open World. So you would talk to the Oracle. I mean, that's an easy one because they're in your backyard. But like you would go to a company that is based somewhere else and say, hey, have your convention in San Francisco. So you're talking to the person in charge of trade shows there. But you're also talking to somebody that may be the head of an association.
Correct.
And you want their conference to be in San Francisco as well, right?
Yeah, our main focus is really talking to the decision maker who will decide where that meeting or convention will be placed. But you know, in sales, we have a list of influencers. So many times, for example, associations will have a president and they have a board that makes the final decision, but you need to get in front of the director of meetings or that meeting planner. And some of them have titles and some of them don't. In associations, it's great, but in corporations,
it's
trickier.
Right.
So who we're trying to meet and who attends the show are those people that have influence or who make decisions on where the next meeting and convention can go to.
Mm-hmm. And so are you exhibiting at this show, walking the carpet, both?
We're doing both. We're exhibiting. We have a booth, and then myself, and I have a great team member, Marco Rodriguez, who helps our self-contained sales effort. We share the booth, and each one of us walk around and, say hello and talk to people. And actually, you know, we visit other suppliers and find out what they're seeing. And I always believe in what I call cross-selling. You know, your parents say you're defined by who you hang out with.
That's right.
That's, you know, we're trying to hang out with those people that are looking for meetings and conventions.
So now give us your elevator pitch. Do you have an elevator pitch that you were when you were selling San Francisco?
You know, I think the pitch is that if you're looking for a destination that's unique, record-breaking attendance, great accessibility, not only in the United States, but overseas. And you're looking for a place that, you know, we're all busy today. So your significant other, your partner, your wife, and I hate to say this, your wife and your girlfriend, your kids, bring them out to San Francisco. That's the pitch. There's something for everybody.
Right. Now, what you mentioned overseas, do you get a lot of Asian organizations coming that want to do an event in America and then they choose San Francisco?
We do. We actually have a director of MICE, and no, it's not about rodents. It's a meeting, incentive, convention, and exhibits, and he travels Asia, Europe, Latin America, and basically promotes San Francisco. San Francisco has a worldwide brand.
Right, international, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So, so we do have that, but then also I think what's important for listeners to know is that we break what we call attendance records when people have their meetings or conventions to San Francisco. We're seeing a 15 to 18% growth in overseas attendees coming to what we call self-contained meetings or citywide conventions because of the access, because of the brand. And that's where really a lot of associations and corporations, they're looking to grow their markets.
Right.
So you handled Lee's question extremely well. You've obviously answered that question before, what's the elevator pitch? But I get the sense in talking with you that this really is much more about, like you said earlier, about relationship. I see you sitting down with prospective clients and just helping them think through what they want to accomplish, and in you bringing the resources available to bear to that. It really is about relationship for you guys, isn't it?
It is. It's problem solving. It's understanding that a customer has a meeting and convention, doing research and understanding where they've been, talk about how San Francisco can really solve that opportunity or challenge that they're trying to fill with their end user. And I was fortunate where I started from what I call the ground up as a sales representative. And as the chief customer officer, executive vice president, I think it's important. Many people in my position stay in the office and don't get out.
Right.
I like to get out and say, you know what, this is the commitment that we have. I'm with my sales team, and I really travel all over the United States, and I think it's important for them to know that if they need to talk to a decision maker beyond our sales team member, that I actually can, they can pick up a phone or email me and say, you know, I met you on that particular trade show or sales call. You know, can you help me out?
And it sounds like you're trying to really solve their problem, even to the extent of saying, you know what, maybe San Francisco isn't right for you in this event, and you would collaboratively work with the other partners. Because that sounds like
that is correct.
You're trying to solve a problem. You're not just trying to sell them something.
Correct. You know, nobody wants to be sold to. They want to buy.
Right.
And I believe, and I've been taught very well by my mentors, that you solve a problem for a customer, and they're a customer for life.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think that the city of San Francisco could have made a better choice to have someone go out into the marketplace and represent them. And it's been an absolute delight visiting with you. I want to make sure that we leave our listeners with coordinates, website, email, phone number, home phone, whatever. Where can they learn more?
If they have any questions, jreyes, at sanfrancisco.travel is a great place to get a hold of me for any type of information on San Francisco. And then our website is www.sanfrancisco.travel. And we'd be more than happy to speak to anybody interested in coming to San Francisco.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much. And look forward to seeing you again. Maybe we'll hook up with you in September. So I think we're headed back out that way to do remote broadcast for the Oracle crowd,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah. And I just got one last thing to say.
Yeah.
My daughter was a graduate of University of Georgia. She graduated last year. And if she's listening, go Dogs.
Go Dogs. My graduation party for mine is May 9th.
You know,
small
good luck.
World. All right. On that note, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventeract 2014.